Well, whenever the next Alberta provincial election rolls around, the candidate running for the NDP in Lesser Slave Lake will be a familiar face. It is Danielle Larrivee, who was the previous MLA for the riding from 2015 to 2019, and she joins us on the line right now. I guess, first of all, Danielle, thanks for taking the time to join us here.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
All right, so as I mentioned earlier, of course, you were the previous MLA for the Lesser Slave Lake riding. What made you decide to, run again here?
I've called Slave Lake home for over 40 years. I've lived there since I was 5 years old, and my roots are really deep in the community, and legitimately the people in the region are family to me, and I really believe that they deserve to have a strong voice in the legislature who will listen to them, hear their concerns, and fight for the things we need in the region. I don't think that's what we've had for the last few years. I think Lesser Slave Lake deserves better, and I'm happy to step up and take the opportunity to offer that to the region again.
Of course, a lot has been made in the province over the last couple of years with about the healthcare system, and I know that's something that you have some background in. What are kind of some things that I guess you would kind of want to see happen when it comes to healthcare in this province and the region?
I've been a registered nurse for over 24 years and provided, you know, healthcare to people in the area. So obviously it's important to me that we prioritize and protect our public healthcare system. And so I think, first of all, we need to do the work of shoring up our public healthcare system, not privatizing it, shifting resources from a really struggling public healthcare system right now to private is not what we need in order to make sure the people of Northern Alberta have access to quality healthcare. And, you know, definitely one of the key issues right now is that most of our frontline healthcare workers have spent the last 2 years fighting really hard to take care of all of us, and they're burnt out and they're exhausted, and it's all they can do in some ways to keep their heads above water. So we really need to be looking to our frontline healthcare workers and doing what we can and to help them recover from that, while also, you know, moving forward to address many of the challenges that have arisen in the last little while.
Yeah, certainly one of the job descriptions of being an MLA for riding is you'll being a sort of a representative for the region, and you'll being having a presence in the riding, those kinds of things. Of course, that has been something that sort of people in Slave Lake and High Prairie and sort of the rest of that riding have complained about when it comes to the current representative there. What can you sort of, I guess, bring to the table when it comes to being a representative for the region there?
I think the fact that it's been home for me for 40 years, that I still live in the riding with my family, my extended family is here, means that it's really personal to me, that my community, and not just Slave Lake, but the whole entire region, matters to me. I think I was quite well known for being willing to travel all over the region, to listen to people, to talk to people, to hear what their concerns were, and to take those concerns back and to be a voice for them. And so I'm still committed to that. I'm excited by the chance to get back to talking to more people about what their concerns are and what the opportunities are and how we can work together to make Northern Alberta an even better place to live for us and for our family.
Chris, we know previously that obviously you were the MLA from 2015 to 2019. You also had a few different minister roles under the NDP government. What are kind of some things you're taking from that sort of previous experience that you're going to, I guess, sort of help apply for you in this, I guess, this run for election here?
Certainly, you know, I have a lot of connections in the region. I think it's important that, you know, I get back to those and capitalize on that to advocate for the region. But definitely my experience in municipal affairs and dealing with the fire in Fort McMurray, my experience in children's services and addressing the child intervention system and advocating for affordable child care. All of that information, all of those contacts, I'm certainly going to bring to the table to, you know, fight to ensure the area has access to quality health care, to quality child care, and to talk about how we can continue to diversify our economy in Northern Alberta to make sure that families in the area can get ahead.
And finally, whenever we have political guests here in the Trending 55 Posse, we always like to throw in a little personal question to you there, kind of show, hey, these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, Danielle, when you're, not busy in your sort of your day job and things of that nature, what are some things you're kind of doing in your free time there?
I consider myself incredibly blessed to live in the area I do. I'm right on the Lesser Slave Lake, living in Slave Lake, and right by the Lesser Slave Lake Provincial Park. So, in the winter, you'll catch me out walking the trails or cross-country skiing, and in the summer, kayaking or, again, often hiking, through the woods in the area. There's so much beauty in the area I'm in, and so most of my spare time, is a bit of a chance to renew and get out and enjoy the incredible nature that's around me.
Yes, that's certainly definitely a positive of living up here in this part of the province. Anyhow, Danielle Larrivee, the NDP candidate for Lesser Slave Lake, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, thanks so much. Take care.